So we'll say, what do we know about the Bedika Zayin Nikiyin? The Mishnah records a three-way machlokes. Adaf Samaches Omid Beis, and according to the Tanakhama, we have a possibility of just the Bedika on Yom Rishon and Yom Shvi, according to Yeshua. That's not good enough. Rabbi Kiva requires even a bedikah on every single day of the Zayin Nikiyin. We paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara says so beferish halachic Rabbi Eliezer. And then we have machlokas Rav and Rabbi Chia, whether or not Rabbi Eliezer requires two bedikos, that's Yom Rishon Yom Shvi, or one bedikah, which means tchilosan hafpishen sofen sofen shafpishen tchilosan, whether or not Yom Rishon would be enough according to Rav. And Yom Shvi would be enough according to Rav. And then within that, we have machlokas between the Rashba and the Ra'ah about any of the other days in between. Is it any day of the Zayin Nikiyin according to Rav, Aliba, the Rav Elezer, or is it Dafka, Aleph, or Zayin? The Rashba, excuse me, is of the opinion that any day is sufficient. Doesn't matter when. One bedikah, that's it. Whereas the Ra'ah is of the opinion that you need a bedikah on either the first day of Aleph or the seventh day of Zayin. What I want to discuss with you now is the Chavas Das. I think we started it last time, but we didn't finish it. And this is the Chavas Das in Siman Kuf Tzadi Vav. In the Biurim, it's number Gimel. And he starts by saying that the Bedika of Hefsek Tara is Doraisa. Not only that, but the bedika of the Zayin Nikiyin, meaning one bedika according to Rav, or two bedikas according to Rav Chia, those bedikas are all Doraisa. And based on this, the Chavas Das comes to a conclusion. The Nir L'Chora, if you have the Friedman edition, it's on Shin Mem Aleph on the bottom left. He says, "Nir l'chora din v'isha sheish lo maka she yadua shemotzi adam." So we know that it's an active maka. And then he goes on to discuss the case of Yom Veset, and he says, "Eni yotzes midei tumasa ad sheyela al kol parim pam achas." He says that until she can get that one bedika without dam, then lo also mitumasa. Why? Because there's no room for kulis over here. You've got to have an absolutely reliable bedika, because the requirements of bedika, whether it be the hefsek tara during Zayin Nikiyin or doraisa, so we're talking about a safek chiyuv kares. And what are you going to tell me? Well, she did a bedika and she found dam, but let's be told the dam on the makkah. Yeah, but that doesn't tell me for sure that she doesn't have other dam. Yeah, she may have dam machmas on makkah, but that doesn't make it a yom naki. A yom naki means that she's not seeing dam in a makkah. How do we know that? Achetalila bedika achas, until she gets at least one bedika as a hefsek tara, ubedika nikiya during the Zayin Nikiyin. So this is a great chumrah of the Chavas Das. Then he says that there's also a chumrah Yom Vesta, because if we assume that in the case of Yom Vesta, let's say she has dam machmas maka, so maybe you want to be taller the dam in a maka, but since the Torah says that based on the vesis that she has, this is dam min ha-makar, then once again she can't get out of tuma until she gets one bedika, which is naki. So that's the chumrah. He has another chiddush over here, and he says nireh. He says that what's the purpose of a bedika during Zayin Nikiyin? He says hare barur she. She imrosa dam below argosha. She doesn't know about any argosha on the dam. So why is the Torah requiring a bedika? I mean, that's the most important problem that we have to face over here, because on the one hand, we paskin like Shmuel, bibsara shetagish bibsara, so dam without agosh is not mitami, but on the other hand, the Torah requires a bedika during Zayin Nikir. Why isn't it enough that she just tells us that she didn't have argosha? So the Chavestas comes up with an unbelievable chiddush, and he claims that although, as far as Tuma is concerned, Dam requires argosha, but as far as Yom Naki is concerned, if she saw Dam, even without argosha, that Dam is Tomei, and therefore the Yom is not a Yom Naki. So he writes that Dam below argosha, the Zayin Nikiyim so seres, you know, it's a stira to the Zayin Nikiyim, She'enom Bidukim, Dorasa Dam. Ah, you'll tell me that down below argosha is not mitami of b'toras nida, but it still is down tome b'toras ri'iyah. And he says that l'taharos, as far as taharos are concerned, that down without argosha would certainly be mitami makar makomo tome, quotes the Gemara nida daf tezayin. And therefore comes out that according to Chavastas, the whole purpose of b'dika zayin nikiyim is to look for dam without argosha. He says, if she had argosha, I don't need bedika. Ella what? She has no argosha. So the purpose of the bedika is to clarify that there's no dam below argosha, because dam below argosha, so ser es hazayin nikiyim. So we have this chiddush of the Chavos Das. Now again, all this is l'shitaso, because the Chavos Das in Siman Kuf Pei Dalid is of the opinion that there's no such thing as a chashash, dilma, argisha, v'lava daita. You know, other achronim will operate with dilma, argisha, v'lava daita, and therefore the fact that she makes a claim, well, I didn't have any argosha, that's not going to clarify, that's not going to help us anymore, because dilma, argisha, v'lava daita. And therefore, clearly, according to all the other achronim, the bedika during Zayin Nikiyim is to clarify that she didn't have dam. What I mean, dam is with argosha, because we're always going to be choshish that maybe she had argosha, but according to the Chavos Das l'shitaso, that there is no chashash of dam with argosha that she didn't know about it, v'lava daite. Therefore, he asks himself the question, so what's the purpose of bedika during Zayin Nikiyim? It must be that the bedika is coming to clarify that she didn't have dam below argosha. But if she didn't have dam below argosha, what difference does it make? And the answer is that dam below argosha has two dinim to it. As far as tumah labayla is concerned, ain ochinami, it's not mitami olabayla, because you need bibsara. But as far as breaking up the Zayin Nikiyim, you can't call it a yom naki if she had dam which is tameh, and the dam is coming out of hamaka. Because the other achronim are going to disagree with this. Fine. That's what we have in the Chavos Das. Now the Sidrei Tara is here in Kuf Tzadi Dalet, Sifkat and Dalet. Again, it goes on and on and on, but we're just going to focus on one particular paragraph. And if you have the Sidrei Tara, it's the paragraph that starts Nachzor L'Inyanenu. And he has here Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid regarding Dam Machmas Koshi. This is in Perek Zayin Halacha Yud. And the Rambam is of the opinion that Dam Machmas Leda, which we know is not Metame, is, let's say, what would be the status of that Dam Machmas Koshi, Dam Machmas Leda, as far as whether or not that day that which she saw the Dam Machmas Koshi could be Ola Laminyan Zayin. And the Rambam says yes. Why? Because since the dam is not metame, therefore, if it's not, there's exeris akosu, it's not metame. Therefore, it's not a problem. It doesn't have a stira to Zayin Nikiyim. But the Ravid disagrees, and the Ravid says, okay, it's exeris akosu that this dam is not metame holabailo, but nevertheless, it's not a yom naki, and if it's not a yom naki, then it's not all the minyan Zion. And he says the same nafkamina will apply to dam below argosha. That if she has dam below argosha, it's not mitami olabayla, but nevertheless, it might be mafkia to Yom Naki. He says that it's not that it's a dam hasoser. Again, that far he's not going. That was the Chavos Das's chiddush, that dam below Argosh is soser zayin nekiyim, and she has to start from day one again. That's not the Sidri Tara. The Sidri Tara is only clearing, okay, it's not soser, because in order to be soser zayin nekiyim, you need a dam hametamel abayla. But nevertheless, it still is mafkia, the status of a yom naki, and therefore it's not olam minyan zayin. And he thinks the Sidri Tara, that should depend upon the Rambam and the Raivit. So if you all like the Rambam, that dam machmas koshi is still olam minyan zayin, so hu adin dam below argosh. But if you all like the Raivit, that dam below, that dam koshi is not olam minyan zayin, because it's not a yom naki, then the same thing would apply to dam below argosh. So that's what I wanted to point out to you, this Sidri Tara. Right, now we get to the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer is in Tshuva Kuf Ayin Zayin. And it's a very long Tshuva. The Chasam Sofer is not necessarily famous for short Tshuvas. And the Piskei Tshuva summarizes the main points of the Chasam Sofer in Sif Katan He. So I don't know, do you happen to have a Piskei Tshuva that I could borrow for a minute? See if you can open up to, I don't know what page it's on in the Friedman, but it should be right there at the beginning of Kuf Tzadi Vav, on the left side on the bottom. Oh, great, you even underlined it.
I don't know if I underlined the right one, but...
Yeah, you got it. All right, Ayin B'tshuvas Chasam Sofer, Siman Kuf Ayin Zayin. And he says that he agrees with the Chavos Das that Hefsek Tara is Doraisa. He agrees with the Chavos Das that one single Bedika during Zayin Nekiyim is Doraisa. There'll be a discussion here about Chorin Ustak, and we'll get back to that later, Mitzvah Shem. He says, however, it's not that the Torah requires bedika. No. The Torah requires that it be barala. It has to be clear to her that she didn't see dam. And the Chasam Sofer is makadesh that in order to get to that yediyah that she knows that she's not seeing dam, it's not necessary that she do a bedika. Elama shehishgichal atzma shachris. He says, he doesn't tell you exactly how long, if it's 60 minutes, whatever it is, but Sha'achas. And it's Gichal Atzma V'yodas B'vadei Shalom Niftach Makora. That during that hour, there was no opening of her mocha. And she didn't have any riyas dam. And therefore, that itself is a substitute for Bedika. And therefore, that which the Chavos Das says that she cannot not be, if let's say an Isha Shenolad Lamaka Botziya Dam, he says, Ein Yotza Mitumasa Anshiya Bedika Asef Sektara and Yom Echad Miashiva Simeat Bim Lagamri, Noki Lagamri, believe Dam. He says, no. According to some Sofer, as long as she would be Mashgiach Al Atzma for Shah Achas, and she knows that there's no dam coming out, is Dach Memela, that could substitute for a bedika. And basically, a bedika is just a means to an end. I mean, the goal being that she has the idea that she didn't have a riyas dam. So it doesn't have to be a bedika dafka. So this is a great etzah for the chumrah, against the chumrah of the Chavos Das. The Chavos Das is saying that you must have a bedika. And if she's being motziya damach masmaka, she cannot produce a bedika of naki. The Chasam Sofer would offer an alternative, which is just as good, and let her be mashkicha latzma for shahachas shachris, and she didn't have riyah. Again, if the maka is flowing constantly, you know, 24/7 bli hefsek, it's not going to help, because she's not sure what this dam is. But I don't think that, you know, we're talking about a maka that's, you know, you know, Nebuch, something that's so radical that she constantly sees Dam without a Hefsa. So this would be a solution, a pitaron to the problem of Ro Adam Machmas Mayim. And it's very interesting because in his presentation, the Chasam Sofer says you would really need a strong raya to prove that she needs dafka bedika. Okay. Fine. Now, what I'd like to do is perhaps try to get down to the yesod, you know, to the basic issue here. What is the issue? What are they arguing about? And what I'd like to address are two different issues, but I think they're very closely related. One is the issue between the Chavos Das and the Chasam Sofer as to whether or not you need a bedika, or it's just enough that she's mashgicha l'atzma. And the other issue is the issue that we started talking about last week, which the Chasam Sofer also has what to say about, the machlokas between the Rashba and the Ra'ah, whether the bedika achas of Zayin Nikim has to be on Yom Aleph or Yom Zayin, that's the Ra'ah, or it could be on any day of the Zayin Nikim. So here's my chakira. What is the nature of the Sofra law? And what is the purpose of this bedika? Is it that this bedika creates a idea that her chazok is a cheskas tahara? Meaning, the Torah says that since she had three re'ios consecutively, she's of Gdola, she's Mayon of Posuach, now at this point she has a cheskas tmea. We have to change that chazok from a cheskas tmea to a cheskas tahara. So the first way, you know, that we want to formulate it is that we need a bedika to change her chazok. But what does it mean, the Sofra law? The Sofra law doesn't necessarily mean a bedika. The Sofra law doesn't mean that she has to actively do something. You know, Bekuvah said, she just has to get to the point in which she has the idea, based on chazakas, because the Torah says we rely on chazakas, that she has a cheskes tara, that her mayan is sosa. Or, Dilma, the second shot, is no. The Torah says, v'safra, meaning she has to do something active, v'kumva say. It's not enough that she has the idea, but she needs to do a maisa. And perhaps this is the machlokas between the Rashba and the Ra'ah. The Rashba holds that the purpose of the Sofra law is simply to get to the point to generate a idea which she knows that she's not seeing. And just like the Torah relies on Bedik of Yom Aleph, which sets up a chazak that she won't see for the rest of the 6 days, or alternatively, a Bedik on Yom Zayin, which sets up a Bedik, a chazak that she didn't see the first 6 days. So it means a chazak works lahaba, or a chazak works lafreya, call it a chazak to mikara versus a chazak to hashta, whichever way you have it. It doesn't make any bit of difference which day of the Zayin Nikim she makes that bedika to establish that chazaka. Because again, the Torah is relying on a chazaka based on this bedika in both directions, whether it's l'mafreya, l'shavar, or l'haba. And therefore, if let's say she makes a bedika on Yom Gimel, says the Rashba, that would engender a chazaka on the first 3 days. Certainly no less than Yom Zayin bedika would be. It would engender a bedika on the next 4 days, correct? No less than the chazak of Yom Aleph, had she made a bedika on Yom Aleph. Therefore, what difference to make? Which there's no reason to select any particular days. The Ra'ah, on the other hand, according to the Chasam Sofer, uses the principle of shetehe machshavto nikeres mitoch maisav, if you remember. And he quotes the sugya of Dvarim Shebalev, Lo Avi Dvarim. So if a man sells karka and he indicates that he's selling karka for a certain reason, even though he didn't make a tnai, but then it's nikar, machshavto is nikeres, meaning machshavto that he wants to sell because he's packing out. And if he can't go, if it, you know, a daita l'meisik l'Eretz Yisrael, and he can't go to Eretz Yisrael, then the whole deal is off. So the Sam Sofer says the following. If she makes the bedikah on Yom Aleph, she's waving a flag, so to speak, that bedikah is for the purpose of setting up Zayin Nikir for the next 6 days. If she makes a bedikah on Yom Zayin, that's a flag that she's waving that the entire 7 days up to the last day were all Nikir. That's Machshavta Nikeres Mitoch Maaseha, says the Ksam Sofer. But in the case of a bedikah on, let's say, Yom Gimel, for example, what is she telling us? Is she telling us she didn't see until now, she won't see from now? You know, lola hai v'lola hai gisa. And therefore, it's not machshavta nikeres mitof masa. But you see clearly from the Ksam Sofer that he understood that according to the Ra'ah, you need a maisa. And there's a certain chashivas to the maisa b'dika on Yom Aleph and the maisa b'dika on Yom Zayin. And the Ra'ah understands that the Sofrola means that it's got to be a Yom Baduk B'kum Va'aseh. It's not just the absence of the knowledge that she's not seeing down. It's not Shlila. It's not But often Shlili, she knows that she's not seeing Dam, but she has to do something active in order to establish Zayin Nikir. And that means she has to do a Maisa B'dika. In a similar way, I thought we could explain the machlokas between the Chavas Das and the Ksam Sofer. And the Nafkimin is the case of an Isha Shemotziya Dam Machmas Maka. What is the requirement of Zayin Nikir? If it's enough that she establishes a yediyah that she's not seeing Dam, then the Ksam Sofer is right. All she needs is to have Das, to be Mashgiach al Atzma, and pay attention and see that she's not seeing Dam. If, on the other hand, there's a halach of a Maisa Bedika, it's got to be something objective, it's got to be a Maisa Nikar, the Psa'adin of Hekera, then if that be the case, then the fact that she has been mashgiach al atzma, she knows that she's not seeing Dam, but she hasn't made an active bedik, a formal maisa, which the Torah requires, then that's not called the Yom Noki. The Yom Noki has to be through a sphira, and that sphira means a bedika, b'kum v'aseh. Okay. Now we go to the Sidrei Tar. The Sidrei Tar says the following. Bedika is doraisa. Whether it's the Bdika of Seitara, whether it's the Bdika of Zayin Nikir. And he's Bedaik from the Beis Yosef, that the Beis Yosef holds that Bdika is an issue of a Safek Kari, so it must be Doraisa. And so far, the Sidrei Tara is like the Chavas Das. Okay, fine. But then the Sidrei Tara says the following. He wants to prove from a number of Rishonim that Zayin Nikir require Sfurim, which means a Maisa Bedika. And basically, according to the Sidrei Tara, there are two dinim in Bedika of Zayin Nikir. The first din of Bedika is that she should be paying attention during the Zayin Yimei Libuna to make sure that she's not seeing Dam. And it seems from the Sidrei Tara she has to know on each day where she's holding in the Sphira Zayin Nikir. Then there's another din, and that is that it's not just enough that she knows on this day that she didn't see Dam, but the Torah says v'safra la to require a bedika. A sphira requires bedika, whether it's one bedika according to Rav in Rabbi Lezer, whether it's two bedikas according to Rabbi Chanina, a bedika during Zayin Nikir. And at this point in his presentation, the Sidrei Tara mentions that the Beis Yosef and others require a bedik on every day of Zayinikim lechatchila, and he wants to know whether it's a doraisa halacha or a drabanan halacha. It could be the raisa she needs a bedika in the context of the second din. As far as again Hayyidiyah is concerned, through chazakas, she doesn't have to do that on a daily basis. But since the Torah went further and the Torah required sphere of a safra law, that means that the Torah is going to require a bedika. And it could be the lechatchila, that bedika has to be implemented on every single day of the Zayin Nikiyah. Of course, the Sidri Tara is going to have to understand how, within the context of a din d'oraisa, is there a difference between lechatchila and bedieved. And basically, he's going to say that the first din of Yediyah, that she has to know that she's not seeing down, that's likuva. Otherwise, it's certainly not Zayin Nikiyah without her knowledge. And she may ask them even know each day in and of itself. But as far as the second din, that the Torah requires sphira, and therefore every day of Yom Naki requires a bedika, that he says might only be lechatchila, and it's not likuv. But I thought that the Sidrei Tara is a fascinating raya. How does he know that the safra law generates a chiyuv of sphira, of bedika? Maybe it's just the first halach of Yediyah that she knows that she's not seeing, what we call shlila, al derech hashlila. And certainly one could argue that according to Rabbi Akiva, who requires a bedika on every one of the 7 days, nicha, that premise is correct, that every day needs an active sphira, which means an active bedika. But we pass like Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eliezer says that all you need is Yom Rishon, Yom Shvi. So maybe according to Rabbi Eliezer, we don't need that to go that step further and require the Safra law with Bedika. So fascinating. He quotes a Tosfos. I was very impressed by the Bekiyas here. Tosfos in Menachos, who asks the question as to whether or not, Tosfos on Daf Samachayim and Beis, whether or not a Zava should make a bracha when she counts the Zayin Nikiyah. And Tosa says, Maishna, why should it be any different than Sfir Sa'omer? Tosa says, Sfartim Lachem, here it says, Safra Allah. And therefore, there should be a bracha on this mitzvah. Now, you and I might have answered that there's a fundamental difference here. In the case of Sfir Sa'omer, the Sfir itself, in and of itself, is a Maisa mitzvah, and therefore requires a bracha. Mashenkin V'Safra Allah, that's only to calculate the Zayin Nikiyah, and at the end of which she can be Tara herself. But the Zayin Nikiyah don't need sphere as a Maisa Mitzvah. All they need is some sort of accountability that she's not seeing Dam. And on that, the sphere and the Bdika is just a Hechatimtza. It's only a means to an end. It doesn't generate a Bracha. What shall I say? It's like Sfiras Zayin Shnos HaShmito, Zayin Shmitas for the Yovel. There's no bracha on that because it's just trying to calculate where is Shemitah and where is Yovel. But to our surprise, Tosfos gives a totally different answer. Anybody remember what his answer was? Why she doesn't make a bracha?
She doesn't know if she will be.
She might see, right? Dilma Tiravitistar. And therefore it's a shash of a bracha levatola. Yeah, you can dramatize it. Let's say she makes a bracha on the first of the 7 days when she makes a bedika, and then she makes seven more brachas until on the seventh day of Zayin Nikiyah, all of a sudden she has a re'iyah, which is so mafreya all Zayin Yavim. It's a lot of brachas levatola. Again, yesh ma'al falpil here. You could really be mafalpil because maybe it's not called the bracha levatola if at that point she had every reason to believe that bedika, since she was tahora, will continue. So maybe, but one thing says the Sidri Tara, you have to admit to me that Tosfos, both in his Havamim, in the Makshin, and in his Teretz, is assuming that there's a separate din of a Maisa Sfira. And again, this fits in, I think, beautifully into what we were saying before, that it's not just a matter of her knowing and calculating that she didn't see, the way the Chassam Sofer would have it, that she's Mashgich al Atzma. No. Yediyah per se is not enough. She needs a Maisa Sfira. And if it's a Maisa Sfira, she should be making a bracha. Narvas, okay, Shematira to his Vitista. Maybe that's why women don't make a bracha.
Yeah, that's why.
Well, the Mishnah Berurah quotes a Zohar on it. What?
Men also could forget. That's right.
No,
Paiskin. Why do we assume a man is going to remember? Maybe because he's about to
Yuvah.
Right. That's a good point. Yeah, Avi says very well. You know, in the case of Sfiras HaOmer, you can always require a person, you know, to, you know, say Lucha Tziyunin, you know, to make sure that you don't forget.
Yeah, the same thing. He washes his hands and he says a multi, maybe, and then he won't eat.
Right. Or the Gemara talks about the bracha on tefillas. On tefillin mikvah, maybe at the last moment, you know, she'll be afraid to go in, or in the case of a ger, or in case of shofar, maybe he won't blow the shofar. So, you know, all these cases we assume, you know, it's beyond. A shechit is a little bit of a complicated issue.
That's the reason why we don't say brachan tzedakah.
Yeah, right. He might tell you, keep your money, right? Then the Rashba. And the Rabbi, excuse me, is of the opinion that Birchas Erusin should be after the Erusin, because who said she'll accept the Kedusha? And then the Sidri Tar quotes a Shallah, and the Shallah says, Sricha Sfira B'peh. Now, I don't know if anybody here has ever seen that. I never saw it. But, you know, if you're from the Horowitz family, you don't eat turkey. Right? The Shallah's name is Horowitz. There's still Horowitzes today, you don't eat turkey.
Levim, no?
Because the Shalom Paskin that you can't eat turkey. Because we don't have a Masorah that it's a kosher bird. He held it's not enough to see the Simoni couches. You also have to Masorah on every min. But in any event, so I don't know if anybody follows this Shalom, but even if you don't follow the Shalom, the very fact that the Shalom required a sphere of bepeh indicates, says the Sidri Tar, I don't want to take credit, it's a beautiful finish, that sphere is a Maisa. It's not just Yediyah. But what I wonder about is the following. The Sidri Tara goes a little bit too far. I mean, again, this is my opinion. Obviously, you can slug me up. But the Sidri Tara wants to say that even the Rashba holds that there's a din of Sfurin, meaning the Rashba who established that in the Torah Sabayis, that the Hefsek Tara is Doraisa, and one Bedika during Zayin Akiv is Doraisa, says the Sidri Tara, that's because the Rashba requires Sfurim. And according to the Sidri Tara, if it was only Din of a Chazaka, and not a Din of Sfira and Maisa Bedika, then the Torah would not require these Bedikas. And he goes on and he says the following. You know what? The Torah requires a Hefsek Tara. Once she makes a Hefsek Tara, that itself should create a Chazaka that she won't see. Why then did the Torah require another Bedika during Zayin Nikir? Says the Sidri Tara, if the Rashba went that extra mile and he said that not only is the Bedika of Hefsek Tara Doraisa, but even the Bedika during Zayin Nikir is Doraisa, then it must be that the Sofra law goes way beyond simple Yediyah based on Cheskes Tara, because it was Yediyah based on Cheskes Tara. Why require a second Bedika? You already have the Yediyah based on the Cheskes Tara that's engendered by the Hefsek Tara. Why do you need a Bedika within the framework of the Zayin Nikir? Therefore, the Sidri Tara concludes that if the Rashba requires Bedika Doraisa, not just in Hefsek Tara, but another Bedika during Zayin Nikir, it must be because he holds that the Sofra law requires a Sfira, which means a Maisa Bedika. I'm not sure if you have to go this way. I'm just going to suggest the following. If you look at the Beis Yosef and Kuf Tzadi Vav, Sif Vav, Sif Katan Vav, you'll see that he quotes three different opinions regarding how to do a Bedika. And it's all based on the Rashba in Torah Sabayis. The first opinion is the Ravid. The Ravid holds that we don't need Chorin Ustakim, period. The only halacha, the only requirement of Chorin Ustakim is for Taros. But as far as Labayla is concerned, all you need is a Bedika Koldu, we've discussed this in the past, which means Kinua. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says that a Hefsek Tara requires Chorin Ustakim, because there, through the Hefsek Tara, she's transferring. Is that how you say he overed? How do you say in English? To transfer? Oh no, transition, I think is the word. She's transitioning from a cheskas Mayon Pasuach means Cheskas Tuma to Cheskas Tara. Says the Ramban, whenever you require changing and undermining a cheskas tuma and to create a cheskas tara, you need a full-fledged bedikah. So let's say a woman labayla during the month doesn't need, even according to the Ramban, anything more than kinuach. But they have say tara, which is not just tama bedikah of a woman who has a cheskas tara, adarab, it's a bedikah. The Hefsek Tara is the bedikah of someone who has a Cheskes Tuma, that requires a full-fledged bedikah. And I think, again, I hope you'll challenge me on this, but later on in the Shia, don't do it now, because I'll lose my trend. But I think that maybe what the Ramban is saying is that if a woman has a Cheskes Mayon Pasuach, then we have to worry about the possibility that there may be dam that's being held up in the Kosle Arechem, and only Bedikas Chorinu Stokin will clarify that possibility is impossible. The Rashba goes on to say, okay, so let's go on, and finishing up the Ramban, but Bedikas Zayinikim, says the Ramban, all she needs is a Bedikas Koldehu, she doesn't need Cheskas Tara. So clearly what the Ramban's argument is that the Hefsek Tara itself establishes that transition, and engenders a Cheskas Tara, there's no need for any sort of Chorinu Stokin. The Rashba says no, that even the Bedikah during Zayinikia requires Chorinu Stokin. Why? Says the Rashba, because the Torah said that during Zayinikia we have to establish that each one of these days is Naki, otherwise we assume that maybe Shema Tireda. Is the reason why the Rashba requires Chorinu Stokin in the Bedikah Zayinikiyim is because of his Shema Tiradah. That's Mefurish in the Rashba. Not the way the Sidri Tara understands the Rashba, that the Rashba requires a Bedikah because the Sofra Law requires a Bedikah. And he could say that, you know why the Ramban is mistaken, because the Ramban thinks that Yediyah is enough. No. The Rashba is saying something else. Both I and the Ramban, me and my Rebbe, right, we both agree that all she needs during the Zayinikiyim is Yediyah, which is basically engendered by a Cheskas Tara, but just where do I disagree with the Ramban? Whereas the Ramban would say the Cheskas Tara was established based on what? The Hefsek Tara, and that's all you need. The Hefsek Tara alone will generate the Cheskas Tara, and then she doesn't need a Bedikas Chorinu Stokin during the Zayinikiyim. The Rashba Lushitoso says no, the Torah is not going to rely on that Chazaka, because that Chazaka was established outside the framework of Zayinikiyim, before she entered into Zayinikiyim. The reason why the Torah requires Zayinikiyim is because the Torah thinks that she will see, or she might see. Okay, so she didn't see yesterday, but she'll see today. That's the whole nature of the chashash of Zayinikiyim. The whole requirement of Zayinikiyim is predicated on this chashash, Shemetireh b'meshach Zayinikiyim. So again, I think that the Rashba does not necessarily have to agree with this new definition that's postulated by the Sidrei Tara to explain the Rashba, that the Bedikah of Zayinikiyim is some sort of Maisa B'kuvah Seh, and it must be a Maisa Bedikah. I wouldn't pin the Rashba to that position. I mean, that's going to have implications and repercussions la'alacha straight across the board, and certainly in the case of Roa Dam Machmas Maka that we discussed. By the way, the Rashba says something which I don't understand. He rejects the Ravid, and he says, Lo mistabra lahaka labaila. He says, what's the Ravid's argument? That the whole requirement of Chorinu Stokin is only for Taros, but not labaila. Says the Rashba, how could that be? Hare re'iyas bayit labaila is an isakoris. Masha'en came Taros. But I don't understand the very premise of this Rashba, if anyone could help me with this. I mean, all over the place we've seen that there were chumras with regard to taros that weren't instituted with regard to bailah. I mean, a din of meis leis. Let's say even an isha sheish lachazaka, and still she's mitami the taras lamafreya, or the din of bedikas. If you hold like Rashi and all the other rishonim that you don't need bedikas labaila, where she needs bedikas latara, and the whole mishnah about bedikas shachris, bedikas arva, she needs two bedikas every day. It's all chumrin taras that doesn't apply to baila. So I don't know why the Rashba is getting all huffy puffy against the Ravid about a bedikas charen ustakin. The Ravid has a very, you know, not just one leg to stand on, but many raglayim to stand on, that we're more machmir in taras than we are in labaila. So the fact that lataras you need a bedikas charen ustakin, that doesn't necessarily mean ipso facto that you need charen ustakin for labaila. But in any event, just to get back on track here, the machlokas between the Ramban and the Rashba is, what happens to a woman, what's her status after the Hefsek Tara? The Ramban defines her as, after the Hefsek Tara, she's Becheskas Tahora, and therefore she can enter into the Zayin Nekiyim with that Cheskas Tahora, she doesn't need a B'dika of Choron Ustakin. Whereas the Rashba says that no, the Torah is Mechadesh that during the Zayin Nekiyim, until she establishes that she's Naki, and each day is Naki, she's Becheskas Tumah, she's Becheskas Shema Tireh. And therefore the Rashba requires Bedikas Choron Ustakim. So again, it seems that the Rashba basically embraces the fundamental definition of the Sofra law of Sfurim, that Sfurim means Mukzakim. Just the question is, how do you establish that Chazaka? Whereas the Ramban establishes that Chazaka through Hefsek Tara, the Rashba requires another Bedika during Zayin Nekiyim, without which you don't have Sfurim, meaning you don't have Mukzakim. And it's not enough to say that, well, you know, she made Hefsek Tara Nistama Hamayon, that's not going to create a Chazaka Lahaba during the Zayin Yemei Nekiyim, because the Torah requires Nekiyim. And Yom Naki means that it's got to be an absolute, you know, Chazaka, and we're not going to rely on the Cheskes Tara, so we need that one Bedika. Now the Pisrei Tshuva goes on in Siftes, and he presents a machlokas between the Nodav Yehuda and the Chavos Das. This is the Nodav Yehuda in Tshuva Mem Vav, and he says, "Meikar Adin, we pass like the right." And Labaila, she doesn't need anything more than a Bedika called a Kinua. And he says that the Rambam also agrees to that position. There's no need for Bedikas Chorin Ustakim, except for Taros. The Ravid is correct. All you need is Kinua. And the reason for that is because what's the advantage of Choron Ustakin over Kinuach? What does it cover that Kinuach doesn't cover? So he says it covers the chshash of Dam HaOmed Bekosle Beis HaRechem. And he says the following. He says that on a Torah level, we're not choshesh for Dam Sha'ome Bekosle Beis HaRechem. And that's a Chumrin Taras, and the Ravid is right. Kinuach is enough. How do I know this, says the Nodav Yehuda? Beautiful, beautiful Ravid. The halacha is that a Zava, who already counted Zayin Nekiyim, and then she saw the very next day, and I will call it Yom Ches, but it's not Yom Ches, because the halacha is that her din is that of a Nidah. Becomes Yom Aleph of Yemei Nidus. Why is the Re'iyah that follows Zayin Nekiyim a Re'iyah that starts her Nidus? Why not say that Shema Kosei Beis HaRechem Hemidu Es Adam, and basically this Dam was already in the Beis HaChitzon yesterday during the Zayin Nekiyim, in which case it's Soser Kol Zayin. You imagine the Chumrah here. A woman has Zayin Nekiyim, everything is wonderful, and then she sees Dam on the eighth day. So we're going to say that she now has to start counting Zayin Nekiyim again. Again, in our context, that's not such a big chumrah, but back in the day, you know, to say that she completely lost her Zayin Nekiyim because we're going to be choshish that the dam is somehow caught up in the Beis HaRechem, and therefore was dam during Zayin Nekiyim, on Yom Zayin, and it's Soser. I mean, that's not true. And that's the beautiful raya of the Node of Yehuda. Comes along the Chavas Das, and now we're in his Biurim Os Dalid. Before we did, I think it was Os Beis, or Gimel, it was Gimel. Now we're up to Dalid. And he says the following. Do we happen to have that? Okay. And he says the following. He says that if a woman has a Cheskas Tahara, and she's Bodekes Litashmish, with a Cheskas Tahara, Eino Chinami. We can accept the Ravid, and Kinuach will be sufficient. The Chavas Das has no problem with that. But if a woman has a Cheskas Tmea, then she needs Bedika Bechorin Ustakim. Aye, if that be the case, what will the Chavas Das do with the Raya of the Node of Yehuda? The Raya of the Node of Yehuda is to establish that even vis-a-vis the Zayin Nekiyim, we're not going to be choshesh for dam that hamido so kosle beis harechem. Says the Chavas Das, that raya is not a raya at all. He says, she made a hefsek tara, she made a bedika, one bedika during Zayin Nekiyim, that already establishes her as a chazaka, a cheskes eino roa. Right, because she has two bedikas here. Remember how we said, according to the Rashba, it's not enough to have the first bedik of Hefsek Tara. The Torah required Zayin Nekiyim to establish that she's an Eino Roa, which means one bedikah during Zayin Nekiyim, but she has both. And then she sees on day number 8, as we called it. He said, in such a case, we're not going to be choshesh for a dam that's caught up in the Beis HaRechem, because she already established her chazaka as an Eino Roa. If she's a chazaka, she's Eino Roa. Then we're not going to be choshesh that this dam that she sees today came from yesterday. Yesterday she had a chazok of Eino Roa. And therefore we're not going to assume that this dam is dam from Yom Zayin and it's Sosa the Zayin Nekiyim. However, if you're talking about the Bedika of Hefsek Taro, the Bedika of Yom Echad of Zayin Nekiyim, which are both Likuva, there we have to be choshesh for dam ha'omei b'koslei beis harechem. Because here she doesn't yet have this cheskes eino roa. The Torah says that in order for her to achieve a cheskes eino roa, she needs two bedikas. She needs hefsek tara, and she needs bedika achas during Zayin Nekiyim. Those two bedikos, which are on the way, you know, b'toch ha'talich here, on the way to create a cheskes tara, when she doesn't have the cheskes tara yet, those require bedikas b'chorin u'stakim, because maybe she has dam ha'omei b'koslei beis harechem. So the Ravid is right that Labayla, as a general rule, there's no need for anything more than Kinuach. That's because a woman has a Cheskes Tahara. But as far as Hefsek Tahara and Bedika Achas B'Zayin Nekiyim, there the Torah is requiring those Bedikas in order to establish a Cheskes Tahara. Which means the Torah is not going to be choshish that maybe she was seeing Dam. And therefore the Torah has to make, you know, has to do a Bedika, has to require a Bedika in such a way that she didn't have any Dam in the Kosle base HaRech. You know, the Behuda, on the other hand, says the following. Afal pi she'ein bedikos ma'akvos kol yom, even though you don't have to have a bedika every single day of the Zayin Nekiyim, mikol makom, eino mugderes betocha zayin yomi b'cheskas tahara. V'rakli achas she'ovru azayin yomim al yidei bedika achas oz hi b'cheskas tahara. In other words, according to the Node of Yehuda, let's go back again to the Node of Yehuda. He's saying that she doesn't need a bedikas chorin u'stakim, correct? And what's his raya? His raya is from that case where she passed the Zayin Nekiyim and she saw on Yom Ches. And the Chavas Das says, well, that's not a raya because she's already established she's already established a cheskas tahara based on these two bedikas, whether it's hefsek tahara or bedikas zayin nikiyim. The other view doesn't assume so. The other view assumes that it's not enough to do these two bedikas, but rather she has to pass the zayin nikiyim. Correct? The bedika that she does during any of the days of zayin nikiyim, that bedika's chal vis-a-vis the entire period of time called the zayin nikiyim. But at what point does she gain that cheskas tahara? Only after the zayin nikiyim. Correct? Only after the zayin nikiyim. And therefore, if in the case where she had a re'ias dam on yom liachar mikan, meaning right after the zayin nikiyim, and we have a chashash that maybe that dam was held up in the Beis HaRechem, then why isn't a stira to a zayin nikiyim? It must be that the Torah says that she can establish a cheskas tahara even with kinuach, and that's a strong raya for the shitas harayv. Then the Chavastas raises a question, which Beli Neder will, I'm just going to mention it and then we'll pick it up next week in great detail. He says, how does this kinuach in the Rav operate? He says, Gamim tekaneach shir zman, even if she'll leave the kinuach there for such a long period of time, she'im haya dam, haya notef ala kinuach, if she'll see dam, it would definitely fall onto this bad. He says, "Makolakom ein ze chazaka mevareres v'eich tachzik es azayin yomim l'niki." So this is a beautiful Chavas Das, which I didn't get a chance to finish yet. So I want to leave that for next week and go on to another topic for the rest of the 10 minutes or whatever we have. But just to leave you with food for thought. The Chavas Das wants to categorize chazaka. What is chazaka? Is chazaka a hanhaga or is it a birur? I mean, this is a gigantic topic. But he wants to suggest that maybe that's the difference between kinuach and chorin ustakin. He says that maybe kinuach could establish a chazaka in the sense of hachroas hadin, and we could be machriya the din, but in the case of zayin nikiyim, that's not sufficient. When the Torah says that she has to count zayin nikiyim, what the Torah is saying is that we need a biru, an absolute clarification. And for that, a bedika of kinuach will not suffice. You need a bedika of chorin ustakin. So basically, what we want to develop, believe it or not, next time is that the machlokas between the Nodav Yehuda and the Chavas Das is how do we understand the requirement of zayin nikiyim? Is it a classical chazaka that the Torah wants you to establish, or is it a separate biru? And that biru requires vados. And therefore you need chorin ustakim, and that's the shita of the Chavas Das. I personally believe that this is also related to the other question that we raised earlier. What's the difference between hefsek tahara and bedika zayin nikiyim? Meaning, if the Torah wants a bedika to establish al chazaka, she's already achieved that goal with the hefsek tahara. Why is the Torah requiring another bedika? So the pashtus is the Torah saying that there's some sort of chashash that she'll shematira during the zayin nikiyim. Some new halacha in the zayin nikiyim. But I'll be loved this. Maybe you could say that the bedika of hefsek tahara establishes a chazaka, and on zayin nikiyim the Torah wanted a biru. It's not enough to rely on chazaka. So, for example, you'll see all over the place that whenever we rely on chazaka, that's only because we have no possibility of biru. Or, for example, maybe rov is a biru, and therefore ruvav chazaka ruvad. You see that chazaka only reaches a certain level, but it's not a level of biru. But that's going to be the Chavas Das's thesis, Sophie. Okay, what happens in the case, this is a big to-do in the poskim, of a woman who cannot possibly be bodek bechorin ustakim? For example, the classical case in the contemporary poskim is that bepesach rachma hiskinu la tabas l'refuah. So inside her body she has this tabas, and it's there for medical purposes. She has to keep it, she has to keep it closed. And therefore she can't make a bedika into Chorin Ustakim. That's going to undermine this tabas. So what do we do in such a case? So the Sidrei Tara says that some poskim want to bring a raya from bedikas besula kodim nisuin, which means the following: that when you marry a besula, she has to do a bedika to set up zayin nikiyim before the nisuin, and she cannot make a bedika b'chorin ustakim because she has besula, so she has a pesach sasul. And nevertheless, we rely on her bedikos in order to establish that she's muteres labaila for nisuin. So the chora, that itself should prove that when it's impossible to do a bedikas chora nustakin, we can rely on a bedikas kinua. So if you'll take a look in the Sidrei Tara, I think he contradicts himself. This is in Sifkot and Chav Gimel. At the very beginning, he says that be'emes lahalacha we need chora nustakin. But he says that's only a chumra derabbana, and therefore b'makom shi efshar yesh lo hakel b'zeh v'raya mi b'sula. So at the beginning of his presentation, the Sidrei Tara accepts this position of those achronim that the requirement of chorin ustakim is only a chumra derabbana, meaning we're accepting the fundamental halacha like the Nodav Yehuda had it before, that the Torah relies on a bedikas kinuach and is not choshesh v'dam upstairs, and therefore you don't need a bedikas chorin ustakim. But the Sidrei Tara says la halacha we're going to be machmir, but that's not on a deraisa level, it's on a derabbana level, and that chumra derabbana is only b'makom de efshar. But b'makom de lo efshar, like for example in this case, or the case of besula, in this case of tabas, then we're going to rely on the Iker Dindo Raisa, which is like the Raivin, and all she needs, Levaila, is Kinua. That's the way he says it at the beginning. But if you look a few paragraphs later, he writes, Dafka b'makom she'ein srach dam. When do we rely on a bedika without chorin ustakim? That's only b'makom she'ein srach dam. We have no reason to assume whatsoever that she has dam. Ki besula, a besula is mesulekes damin. Is therefore it's only a chashash dam chimud, that maybe because of the chimud of nisuin she might have dam before the nisuin. Says the Sidrei Tara, then us somchin, then we can rely on the fact that the dam will come out immediately and not be held up in the base, base harechem, kosher base harechem, and therefore bedika of kinuach is enough. Masha Enken, he says, in an Isha, Shevadai Rasa, she definitely saw, she's a Zava, and she needs a Hefsek Tara, and she needs Bedikas Ayinikim. Here we can't rely on a Bedikas Kinuach, because she has a Chazaka, she's a Vadai Rasa. In the case of Besula, she's, so the whole Shash is because of Damchim. So frankly, I got lost over here. If anybody can help me, I don't know what the man is talking about, because everything he says makes sense. If she's a ketana, then she never saw dam. But if she's already gedola, some poskim say even from the age of 11, then the chazak is that she definitely did see dam. So I don't know why he's being makil on the bedikas besulin of a besula before nisuin, and saying, well, that's only because of dam achmaschimud, but basically we have no srach chash dam in itself. I don't know how he knows such a thing. I mean, if he's talking about a 10-year-old, you know, who's getting married, I don't know. I hear that among certain communities today they marry off girls very young, but I never heard about 10-year-olds. I mean, probably there is such a community. I don't know. And then if you take a look at Sifkat and Chav Zayin, this is what he writes. He says, "Bedikas chorin ustakim makeves b'di'eved." He says that a bedikas chorin ustakim in both hefsek tara and one of the days of zayin nikiyim must be chorin ustakim. I am asher kasavti li'el. He sends you to what he wrote earlier. the efsha loma de hechda lo efsha yesh lismoch al arayvit. He says, now he sends you back to the beginning of his discussion here in Sifkat and Chav Gimel, and he writes that maybe if it's lo efsha, if she can't make a bedikas karen ustakim, we should be somech on the rayvid that labayla sagi bebedika kala, he calls it, not the kala with the chaf of a besula. He's talking about kala of the rayvid with a kuf. Bebase, nobody caught that joke. Anyway, bebase achitzon, and then he says vadayin tzorach in. So it's amazing. He starts by taking the kula of the achronim that you don't need charen ustakim bemakim to lo efsha. Then he rejects that. He says that's only in the case of besula because it's only chash dam chivud. And then at the end, he says, let's go back to the Ravid, and Labailo, she doesn't need Chorin Ustakim, and therefore he says that a Bedika Kala should be enough. So it's like he keeps shifting his position. And then he quotes a sefer called Zichron Yosef, which is an early posek. Hikil Bozer, he was Mekil, the Zichron Yosef, to say that she doesn't need, if she can't have it, a Bedika as Chorin Ustakim. And he wants to say the midoraisa as linen basa ruba dinoshin. He wants the, this is a chiddush gamur of the Zichron Yosef, quoted the Sidri Tara, that there's such a thing as a rov here in this picture. You know, we've been operating with chazakas. The Zichron Yosef wants to introduce a rov into the discussion. And he says that rov noshim poskos biyom hey or biyom vav liriyos, and they only have a re'iyah of 5 days or 6 days, and therefore we should rely on that rov of rov nashim. Then he backtracks a little. He says, maybe you'll tell me, well, she's different. So he says, I'll call upon him as lin basaruba dahi isha gufa im bederek klal he posekes kodim yom hashvi eino tzricha midaraisa bedika, and therefore all she needs is a kinuach. This is one of the most mind-boggling chidushim I've ever seen in Hilchas Nida. Now, I'm not a bucky in Hilchas Nida, but it does, you know, raise eyebrows. He's saying, forget about all these bedikas, they're all drabbanah. There's no reason she needs a bedika. Why? Because she can testify about herself that rov pa'amim she will only see for 6 days, max, maybe even less. But certainly by the seventh day, she's posekes. So based on that regilus, she herself has a robe, and therefore we can assume that Pascha Maina, and she doesn't need any bedikas. You want to require bedikas, then dailanu with the bedika of kaldu of kinua for the raven. But there's no reason to go beyond that. And the Sidrei Tara takes this very seriously because the Zichron Yosef brings a very strong raya. There's a statement of Rabbi Yochanan on Daf Tezvav Amid Beis that Abav and Aderech Baila Machashev Yimei Vesta. What does it say there?
Ubalel.
So what's going on over here? He's being making a calculation of Zayin Yimei Nidasa and therefore Yom Tfilasa, and he's allowed to have Bia Buteraslo. And this is Paskin Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Pei Dalet L'chora. How does he know when she stops seeing that he can be Baal Leha? So Chalkarcha, the only way you can explain this, and this is the Sidri Tara's riot to support the Zichron Yosef, is that that he and she are both relying on the Regilus Shalor Yosef Zayin Yamim, and therefore, like any good Nida, she'll see up to but not beyond Zayin Yamim. But after that, he can assume that she was Tovelis, and the Sidri Tara agrees to this raya, and he even gives it a little extra teeth. He says, the Gemara says that the only reason he's allowed to have beer with her is because of a sfek sveka. Shema rasa, v'shema lo rasa. Vafilim tipsaloma rasa, shema tavla. Right? But if it's vade rasa, then ena muteres. So you see from the Gemara that the only reason that there's any problem here is because there's a chashash of lo tavla. But there was never a chashash in the Gemara that she continued seeing. In other words, you can always add another chashash into this picture. It's not enough that you want to know whether she saw, she didn't see, whether she was tovelis or she was not tovelis, right? And that's going to give you a svek sveka and be matir. But what about the possibility
that she went beyond the Zayin Yomim of Regilus. Sheva Himshech Biriyasa. That we're not choshesh for. The stuff the Sidrei Tara therefore says that the Zichron Yosef has a very strong raya, which I think really is Hofech HaSakar Al Pi, as far as everything we've been discussing, that for sure, in order to establish a Cheskes Tahara and make that transition, she needs Bedikos, or according to some Sofer, at least Chod, she needs Yediya by being Mashgich Al Atzma for Shoachas for Shachris, but she needs some sort of knowledge. No, the whole thing is out. Forget it. It's all a chumrah derabbanan. Midoraisa, she has a certain regilus, she doesn't see more than Zayin Yomim, she can assume that Paska, that saw Nistama Minor, and therefore any requirement to Bedik is only derabbanan, and therefore Kinuach, like the Ravid, is certainly sufficient. Okay, then we'll stop here.